Welcome back. This is Bill Bunkley on the Tuesday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. And as I like to say, and like Teddy Roosevelt loved to say, I am delighted to have you with us. As always, our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, we've got some interesting conversations to have this afternoon. And I hope that if you like to be informed and sometimes like to find out about some things that might not be yet to hit our local media or our mainstream media, that's why you listen to the Bill Bunkley Show. And want to just invite all of our friends in, especially those of you who are listening on the biz this afternoon. As always, we are glad to have you here and just open to what we are doing. Let me flip over here and give you the market wrap-up for the afternoon as soon as it pops up. The Dow Jones Industrials during the day climbed nearly 200 points as tech shares gained in the NASDAQ market. But to close this afternoon, the Dow Jones Industrials up 197.4 to close at 25,877.33. The S&P 500 was up 24.13 to close at 2864.36. And the NASDAQ was up 83.35 to close at 7785.72. And as we look at some of the headlines for the business news today, here is some from CNBC. At all-hands meeting, Jeff Bezos tells employees he's very excited about the auto industry. Another headlines, the most popular stocks for hedge fund managers are crushing the market. Well, that's not surprising because you got to be careful of the hedge funds, boys and girls, especially if you're independent, not an investor, but a trader. Xi Jinping says China is embarking on a new long march, signaling no end to the trade war soon. Apple makes another change to the keyboard that keeps breaking on the MacBook Pro. Hope if you have one of those, that'll be good news for you. Apple bid to buy Tesla in 2013 for $240 a share, analyst says. That's interesting. 2013, a little late. I think it's a typo. Let me just see something here. That's got to be a typo. I'm looking. Oh, that was back in 2013. Just want to confirm that because I hadn't been following that story today. Potential Fed nominee Judy Shelton wants a change in the way interest rates are set. Morgan Stanley executive suggested cash could be funneled through private firm to pay Connecticut State Senator's wife, girlfriend. I don't know what that's all about. I'm going to leave that right there. Anyway, just some headlines for our folks over at the biz this afternoon, courtesy of CNBC. Well, we've got a great show lined up for you today. I want to let you know that coming up a little bit later on today's show, we're going to have a discussion on socialism. That's right, a discussion on socialism. My special guest is one of our Regnery authors, and of course, Regnery is our sister organization, Dr. Tom DiLorenzo, who's economics professor and author of The Problem with Socialism, is going to be talking about a brand new Gallup poll. I'll be commenting on it tomorrow on today's Something to Think About. But here's something to sort of wet your whistle till we get to Dr. Tom toward the bottom of the hour. 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism. Mm-hmm. I want to remind you his book, The Problem with Socialism. You might want to get boned up on that because with this statistic, it looks like we're in a fight for America. You can get that book at Regnery.com, that's R-E-G-N-E-R-Y.com, Amazon.com, and BarnesandNoble.com. We'll also in a moment be talking about 7-2020. That's right, that's next year. 2020 constitutional ballot initiatives already out there seeking your signature. We'll tell you what those seven subject areas are. And, of course, we'll have that eye-opening Gallup poll discussion on Americans who agree with socialism. There's a huge Amazon deal that's just been inked for right here in Lakeland, Florida. We'll tell you about that. That is an absolutely awesome, awesome story. And President Trump, we'll talk about this during the second hour. President Trump is concerned over pro-life unity regarding the new Alabama abortion law. Now, I tell you what, there could be a real split among social conservatives, among Christian worldview folks, and conservatives in general. And that's because, we've talked about it already, I was on this story from the very beginning, the new Alabama law has no exceptions for rape or incest. It has only an exception for the serious health risks of the mom. That is going to cause a big chasm. Now, I got to tell you, as a Christian with a Christian worldview, I am absolutely on the side of the biblical interpretation, and that is that kids who come into this world as a result of incest or rape, as they are born, I don't believe that they should be held accountable for the sins of their fathers, maybe mothers. On the other hand, we have worked for 20-plus years in an incremental fashion, and the president has now come out strongly about the fact that he believes that rape and incest exceptions are very important, and he wants the pro-life wing of his support to come together in unity. And I will tell you that the president does not understand that there's not going to be total unity if there's a choice. But I also will tell you, you know what, I'm going to wait and tell you in the second hour. I kind of lost myself there and was beginning to discuss it. But anyway, we'll talk about that in the second hour. And for those of you who want to weigh in, you can come in and be a part of that discussion as well. So our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Let's have a little bit of a chat, can we? Let's talk a little bit about some of the initiatives that are already in the process of having people out there getting signatures. I know that I walked out of the Driver's License Bureau in the last few days, and there was a gentleman there asking me if I would sign his petition, and I basically told him that I don't sign petitions on sidewalks. I don't sign them coming out of the post office or anywhere else, that the petitions, once I study a petition, and if I want to support that position, then I will seek out the actual petition or a petitioner representing that particular initiative. But I don't just do it off the sidewalk. And I might want to tell you that as well, because there's a lot that are out there. Here are the general areas. And, oh, by the way, I've covered it before. I'm not going to cover it today. But as soon as a particular statute is signed into law, there's going to be some new regulations for those who are on the sidewalks who are operating as petition gatherers. All right, here's the Baker 7 right now to know what's going to be on the ballot for next year. First of all, utility deregulation. That's deregulation. The political committee Citizens for Free Energy Choices is pursuing a proposal that would overhaul the state's electric utility industry. In part, the proposal calls for wholesale and retail electricity markets to be fully competitive so that electric customers like you and I are afforded meaningful choices among a wide variety of competing electricity providers. So we'll hear about that. And by the way, this analysis or background is courtesy of the Tampa Bay Times article in today's edition. How about minimum wage? John Morgan is on the scene once again, the Orlando attorney who has his name on every bus and billboard around the state of Florida, so it seems. The political committee Florida for a Fair Wage is proposing to gradually increase the state's minimum wage to $15 an hour. Now, you know that there are strong arguments about that high of a minimum wage, and especially when I saw today that there is a new robot being tested that will make your coffee. Now, it wasn't associated with driving through Starbucks, but I want to tell you that as these wages continue to be popped up artificially by the government, you're going to see more and more jobs go out the window. So I want to give you a heads up, regardless of where you end up on this issue, you need to be studying up on this $15 an hour minimum wage. Citizenship of Voters, the political committee, Florida Citizen Voters, is backing a proposal that would change part of the state constitution. It now states every citizen of the U.S. who is at least 18 years of age and who is a permanent resident of the state, if registered as provided by law, shall be an elector of the county where registered. The proposal would change the wording to say only a citizen of the United States who is at least 18 years of age and who is a permanent resident, if it shall be an elector of the county where registered. So I'm going to be taking that topic up and tell you what that difference is. There's another one that's going to call for Medicaid expansion. Medicaid, not Medicare. Medicaid is what's offered to folks who do not have insurance. And, of course, there's folks that are falling out from the Affordable Care Act, not being covered. And so they're looking at this expansion to Medicaid and know that your Florida legislature, as a majority, has rejected that. You knew it was coming, and now we're going to have a constitutional amendment to legalize recreational marijuana in Florida. So that's going to be coming to the ballot. And by the way, so far they have 560 signatures that they have collected, not certified. Got assault weapons. Florida lawmakers rejected calls to ban assault weapons, but the committee ban assault weapons is trying to get the signatures to put that on the ballot. And last but not least, the 7th is having to deal with primary elections. All voters vote, seeking to revamp the primary voting system in Florida. And all registered voters would be able to cast ballots in primaries regardless of their political affiliation. And so we'll be drilling down on that as well. So those are 7 ideas that you might want to get a jump on and start boning up on right now, because those are important, very important indeed. When we come back, I'm still shaking my head. Mike Miracle, I don't get it. Wait till you hear the number of people who were busted once again for sex crimes in Polk County. I mean, I wonder how many of these have to come together. They've been busting just hordes of people, and these people keep coming to the same area, and Sheriff Grady Judd keeps nabbing them. Anyway, our phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. We'll talk about that next on the Bill Bunkley Show. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aquapowders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aquapowders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aquapowders Vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
Weekday mornings at 6, join Pastor Steve Kreloff for Verse by Verse.
You cannot entertain any thoughts that it might be an option of whether I want to let these desires live and develop into sinful actions. There's no option. They have to die.
Listen to Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 on Faith Talk AM 910 and FM 102.1. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Well, this kind of broke this morning after we were setting up our show, but I just need to chat about this. This is incredible. How many times, and I know that among the sheriff's departments within the sound of my voice, which is a vast area here in West Central Florida, there is no other sheriff's office or police department that's more committed to the enforcement of sexual crimes than the Polk County Sheriff's Office and Grady Judd. So here we go again. And by the way, I want to give reference to Newswatch 8 on their background statistics here for today's show. Polk County detectives say they completed Operation No Spring Fling. Kind of a catchy title. You got it? Catchy? Mike, catchy? Catchy title? Anyway, because they caught a few folks. And actually, it's no laughing matter, because what we have going today with the human trafficking, and when I give you a number, this number is unbelievable. They arrested 154 suspects. Now, how many times have you heard about the sting that Polk County does? I mean, it's pretty regularly. I don't know if it's every month. It certainly seems like every other month. And you would think that people who have some issues in their life, they're going to be trying to get a hookup. Why in the world do they keep going to Polk County? Because they keep going to Polk County and they keep getting busted. Now, I think it is a good thing that they keep getting busted, but it certainly tells me, and it should tell you, that in an area that most of us don't think a whole lot about, because that's not the neighborhood or the group we travel with, if you know what I mean. I mean, how could they not get the word out through the grapevine that, hey, you might as well stay clear of Polk County, because, man, you know, they've got undercover this, undercover that, and, man, they're all over it. But, no, that's not the case. So we got some more folks off the street that could, some of these folks could be a serious, serious hazard to our young children. And just about every two or three days, we're learning of a young child that goes missing. And fortunately, most of the time, a day or two later, we'll read about that missing person has been rounded up. But anyway, this was a pretty big operation. And here's how it broke down. The suspects arrested ranged in age between 17 and 69 years of age. 154 suspects. Now, get this number. In Polk County, 69 of the arrested were prostitutes. 69 were prostitutes. 75 were the Johns. Those are the folks who offer to pay money for prostitution. There were 8 that were arrested for related charges, such as deriving proceeds from prostitution, a.k.a. the pimps. 2 were arrested for traveling to meet a minor. They thought they were going to get hooked up with a child under 18. 30 of the individuals were married individuals. 8, I guess they're really stretching their dollars because 8 were on public assistance. And these 5 are probably in a Serenata mode because 5 are in the county stockade because, in addition to everything else, they are in the country of the United States of America illegally. So think about it. Think about what's happening just in one county in our listening area and then multiply that to the rest of the counties. That tells you what a pleasure, sex-saturated culture that we live in. You know, thank you, Hugh Hefner, for the beginning of the magazines that were in the old coffee cans on the top shelf out in the shop, all the way now to all of the stuff that's on the internet. And then, oh, now that we have virtual reality and goggles you can put on, I'll tell you what, this is a situation that as a country, all the things we have going on, you know, the borders being open, this open pornography and sex and prostitution, are you starting to get the idea that there may be some challenges to America's longevity? Now, don't go away, because after the break, we're really going to talk about an effect that I think has ill-gotten returns for America, and that is the number of people who are embracing socialism like it's the answer. We'll be talking about that in a moment. Anyway, pray for 2 females out of this bus that have been identified as likely victims of human trafficking. 1 is 17 years of age, and 1 is 23 years of age. And then we had a 17-year-old boy who traveled to the undercover location, maybe a victim of human trafficking as well. All 3 have been offered services with 1 more child, and so they're trying to get them help. Hopefully they will do that. And the primary reason for this type of operation now is to find victims of human trafficking and those who are trafficking them. And, of course, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd will also tell you that all of the disease, the STDs, all of that. And he says, you know, it should be well, he said, and I quote, it should be well known by now that Polk County is not a good place to be involved with prostitution. Then how do you get another 154 when you just got some a month ago? I mean, it is amazing. Now I'm not trying to doubt what Sheriff Grady Judd is trying to do, nor am I trying to doubt what he says. I just find it, can I just be honest? How stupid are these people? I mean, first of all, I realize that some of them have issues, and I very rarely use this word. Maybe ignorance is the better word, but my word. If I give you an example, if I knew that on I-4, as soon as you hit the Polk County line, if you go 71 miles an hour, it's a speed trap, and they're going to pull you over. Think about Stark and Yulee that used to be in AAA all the time. Well, if you know you've got that going on, why in the world would you speed on through even at 78 or 79, which is usually kind of okay, wink, wink, not everywhere else? But no, they just go right in the trap and get busted. So, I know you guys and gals are smart. That would never happen to you. Hey, coming up next, eye-opening Gallup poll on Americans who agree with socialism. We'll have an expert on that issue, Dr. Tom DiLorenzo, author with Gregory Publishing. Don't go away. Be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The top Republican on the Homeland Security Committee says the U.S. does not want war with Iran. Michael McCaul says the growing U.S. military presence in the Persian Gulf is purely defensive. His comments followed a closed-door briefing by top administration officials on Capitol Hill.
The ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Committee, Doug Collins, says Democrats are, quote, trying to desperately to make something out of nothing. This is after Chairman Jerry Nadler issued a warning that former White House counsel Don McGahn would be held in contempt for defying a congressional subpoena and failing to appear before the committee. The Senate has confirmed Daniel Collins to sit on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. President Trump tapping former Attorney General of Virginia Ken Cuccinelli to serve in his administration. On Wall Street, the Dow picked up 197 points today. This is SRN News.
Affordable family fun is what you get with every Clearwater Threshers game at Spectrum Field. See the stars of tomorrow playing today in the Florida State League. There's lots of promotions, too, including Bring Your Dog Mondays, Saturday fireworks, concerts, Dollar Tuesdays, Tijuana Flats Taps and Taco Thursdays, and brunch on Sundays. Find out more in the complete schedule by going to their website at threshersbaseball.com. Threshers Baseball, get hooked.
So, along with everything else you have to do day-to-day running your business, you're trying to manage your digital marketing and social media. It's a lot of heavy lifting. How can you compete? Well, first, lighten the load. Get in touch with Salem Surround. We take the mysteries of digital marketing off your shoulders and deliver customers so you can run your business. To compete in today's business world, you must utilize every digital marketing tool possible. But who has the time to research, learn, and access all the options? Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. It's easy, and there's no heavy lifting. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
In the last 7 years, Auto Glass America has paid out over $2 million buying back damaged windshields. Some people think this is too good to be true, but just ask any of Auto Glass America's over 70,000 customers. If your windshield is chipped or cracked, call us. We'll buy it back. No gimmicks, no hassle, no fuss, no muss. Just cash in your pocket with a brand new windshield. Auto Glass America at 813-96-GLASS. If it's chipped or cracked, we buy it back. Period.
By following Jesus, you can discover who God's created you to be and what He's created you to do. Discover more Saturday mornings at 10:30 during Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, pastor of Calvary 813. God's created you to live a passionate life that's fulfilling and fruitful. Learn more at followingjesusradio.com. And don't miss Following Jesus with Pastor Joe Harris, Saturday mornings at 10:30 on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com.
Don't let debt keep you down. Protect your career, your family, and your financial future with help from NFCC, a financial advocate who understands the money issues faced by current and former military members. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322 or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Welcome back. Bill Bunkley here with the Bill Bunkley Show. And as always, delighted that you are with us today. My next guest is going to be reacting to a brand new Gallup poll. And it's one that I've talked about on my show for quite some time, and it has to do with socialism. Joining me today is Dr. Tom DiLorenzo. He's the author of The Problem with Socialism. And by the way, you might want to pick up a copy of this book and get familiar with the issue in America, because after you hear some of the numbers today, well, it depends on whether you're a free marketer or you are into sort of the government running everything, including business, your life, and medicine. That's going to be on the table. Well, Dr. DiLorenzo is an economics professor, and of course, Regnery is the publisher of his book, and so he's one of our esteemed Regnery authors. And today, the Gallup poll tells us that 4 in 10 Americans embrace some form of socialism, And our guest today is an American economics professor at Loyola University, Maryland, Selinger School of Business. He identifies as an adherent of the Austrian School of Economics. He is a research fellow at the Independent Institute, a senior fellow of the Ludwig von Mises Institute, board of advisors member at CFAC, and an associate of the Abbeville Institute, and he holds a doctorate in economics from Virginia Tech. Dr. DiLorenzo, my honor to have you with us today.
Pleased to be with you, Bill.
Well, let's hop into this because this is even something that I wrote about for my opinion piece tomorrow. As we look at what's happening here in America, I was reminded of particularly how the younger generations, you get a generation or two away from, say, a World War II or something devastating, and they don't know the history, and we tend to have them repeat things all over. Now they're embracing socialism. How are we getting here in 2019?
Well, what's happened is the total takeover of higher education by the radical left, sort of the children and grandchildren of the 60s radicals who now run the universities and have for many, many years. I was at a conference in 1990 with Milton Friedman and some other free market, famous, pretty well-known free market people. And they were saying back then, we have lost the universities, meaning conservatives, free market types like myself. And that was 1990. And it has only gotten worse and more radical since then. And now there are hundreds of people in the academic world like myself, but there are hundreds of thousands of leftists and socialists everywhere else. And so who will teach the kids? Who will teach the young people the truth about economics and socialism? There aren't that many of us. There's been a big takeover. And so that's one problem. Another problem is that, that most people, I think, in this Gallup poll are thinking of the welfare state in general. And, they don't really understand what socialism is. If you were to ask them different questions, like when you want your car fixed, who do you go to, an automotive technician or a government bureaucrat? Or if you wanted to build a house, who do you go to, a professional home builder or the public works department of the city? Or do you prefer competition or a government-run monopoly that can never go out of business and can force you to pay for it, whatever it's given you, through taxes? If you ask questions like that, I think you get very different numbers on a survey like this.
Well, let's talk about the numbers a little more specifically, and that is, according to the new Gallup poll, 43% of the respondents are for socialism, and barely a minority, 51%, against it. In addition to that, half the country desires a free market, and the other half desires a government-controlled one. And I know that there's been much talk about free health care, free education, free this, free that, but nobody's talking about who's going to pay for it. And we all know that socialism works until it runs out of other people's money.
Yeah, that's the thing. There was a poll some years ago about do you want to do something about global warming? And of course, it was 99% or something like that, yes. And then they asked if it costs you $50 a month, would you want to do something? And the number went down to like 20%. And so if you just attach a little cost element to this, like you said, I think these opinion polls would be very different. In fact, let's not forget that these are the same opinion polls that predicted that Hillary Clinton would win in a landslide one day before the 2016 election. And so we should take them with a grain of salt and ask questions like the ones I just posed.
We're talking with Dr. Tom DiLorenzo today, and he's an economics professor, also author of the book, The Problem with Socialism, that I'm highly recommending this afternoon. And by the way, you can pick up your copy of that book at regnery.com, amazon.com, or barnesandnoble.com. It is one to have on the shelf because I'm sure that many of you in the days, weeks, and years to come are going to be a part of this conversation. Now, when we look at the country of Venezuela, that's actually been a country that was a beautiful, beautiful gem of a city there in South America when it was in a free market, and the socialists have come over and taken it over, and now we're seeing civil war, and they've got, a gazillion thousand inflation rate a day. Talk about that, and why can't more of the Americans who are sort of loosely embracing socialism, how come they don't understand that we're looking in today's era what happens when you take it to its extreme end?
Well, there are a lot of millions of Americans who do understand about this, but most of them, many millions more, I think, are what economists call rationally ignorant. They just are too lazy or unwilling to spend a small amount of time to understand issues like this. And it's not hard to do. You know, Venezuela, like you said, they've destroyed their society with socialism, thanks to Hugo Chavez. And the Wall Street Journal says that his daughter, who's only in her 30s, is worth $4 billion with a B, even though she never started a business or never even had a job, as far as I know. And so it's totally corrupt. It's a theft of wealth by the government. It impoverishes the masses. And there's no secret about that, but apparently most Americans are just too lazy to figure this out for themselves. And the media, of course, are of no help. They bury this. I watched an interview a year or so ago with Bernie Sanders, one of the networks, I can't recall which one, as probably Fox, and they asked him if he would care to comment on the situation in Venezuela, and he said no. He didn't want to talk about it. And so that's sort of the cue that the rest of the media, the majority anyway, takes from people like Bernie Sanders. Let's not talk about that. And instead, they talk about the fable that the Scandinavian countries are successful socialism, but they're not. You know, Sweden is a capitalist country. It has private enterprise, has lower business taxes than we do, even as far as business taxes, maybe higher income taxes, but lower business taxes. And it has a big welfare state. And that's just like the United States. We have a big welfare state, and we're still largely a capitalist economy. And so it's really a myth that Sweden and Denmark is some sort of socialist nirvana. Maybe they were much more socialist 30 and 40 years ago, and that created an economic collapse in those countries, by the way. Sweden had 500% interest rates in the 1980s, and they've stepped way back from that version of socialism that they were trying to achieve in those countries and become much more capitalistic like us.
Dr. Lorenzo, do you see any on the left, do you see any comparison with number one, the left wanting to have these open borders so that we have tremendous amounts of refugees, actually illegal aliens, coming into country that once they're here, hoping that, A, they would never be deported eventually, and B, because they come with nothing, then the left can come in and provide them with all sorts of socialism in terms of social programs, economic help. Is there something there that we must be aware of? Because I think the agenda here is to take over the majority of the American population in terms of voting. And all this is sort of a sinister scheme, not worrying about the health of the nation, but worrying about power and control for the left.
Well, sure. This is, I call it the curse of Ted Kennedy. He sponsored the 1965 immigration law that radically reduced immigrants from Europe and increased the immigration from third world countries. And so it's obvious to me that the game plan is to let in the country as many uneducated third world peasants from socialist countries as possible, because they're easy to manipulate and corral as voters, especially, as you said, you know, offering them welfare and free health care, free schooling. That's why today you can, you know, watch the evening talk shows on TV, and you see a lot of Democrats coming right out and say that Americans are obligated to pay for free health care for illegal aliens who come into our country illegally, you know, let alone anybody else. And so that's obviously the game plan, is to swamp those of us who don't want to live in their socialist utopia. And I recommend that they all just move to California, maybe rename the state Obamistan or something like that, and they can have their socialism there and then secede from the union. That's my plan for them.
Got one last question. Got a couple of minutes left. And, of course, Dr. Tom DiLorenzo, author of The Problem with Socialism, is my guest this afternoon. There was another survey back in April that found that 47% of Americans said they would vote for a socialist candidate for president. Are they really thinking of, Venezuela in terms of the type of leader they would want? Or because everybody wants a little bit of the handout. Hey, if they're giving out something free, I want it, whether it's this, that, or the other. Can you break that one down for us?
Yeah, well, they could always move to Venezuela. They don't have to wait for socialism to come to America. they could go tomorrow if they want. You know, I understand it's a pretty empty place. There's probably a lot of vacant housing and plenty of room for them down there.
Better bring your own food, right?
Yeah, right. Or if you put a price tag on it, like you said earlier, and say, yeah. Well, if Bernie Sanders got the Democrat nomination and said, we're going to have an average tax rate of 70% of your income to achieve my socialist utopia, my lifelong dream, would you be for him? And I bet that that opinion poll would be flipped totally the other way.
Yes. Well, I want to tell you, very special guest, and Dr. Tom DiLorenzo, I want to thank you so much for being with us. I want to remind you one more time, you really need to get boned up with socialism. And the best tool to do that is his new book, The Problem with Socialism. And Dr. DiLorenzo is an economics professor. He knows from what he is sharing with us today. You can pick up your copy at Regnery, Amazon, or Barnes & Noble. But again, it would be a good copy to keep on yourself. And Dr. Tom DiLorenzo, hey, thanks for being with us today as this topic is sweeping across America. And we certainly are humbled by your expertise and glad that you were with us.
Thank you very much, Bill, and have a great day.
We hope to have you again in the near future because this subject's not going away. God bless you.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you. All right. Coming up next, Lakeland. A big deal, and it's going to happen, and it has to do with Amazon. And the phone lines are open if you'd like to comment about socialism. 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Also want to remind you that you have a great opportunity to join us with the preborn campaign. And remember that $28 per ultrasound is going to provide an ultrasound that will save a life 9 out of 10 times. How many could you do? Hey, call right now your contribution at 833-850-2229, 833-850-2229. Or you can give securely at our website, letstalkfaith.com. Click on the preborn banner. More from the Bill Bunkley Show, including that big win in Lakeland. I'll be right back.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Hi, it's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour through the land of Israel in December of 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. We'll learn about the geopolitical, economic, and spiritual dynamics of one of the most fascinating places on earth. And you'll share experiences that will change how you view the world. Walk the ancient temple steps, touch the Western Wall, sail on the Sea of Galilee, pray on the Mount of Beatitudes, the list goes on, return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your chance. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose, the 10-day Stand with Israel Tour, December 2019.
Join Mike Gallagher for the Stand with Israel Tour. Call to book 800-247-1899 or click Stand with Israel at letstalkfaith.com.
Across America, it's snoring season. Right now, 90 million Americans make this sound every night. Snoring can be caused by breathing through your mouth when you sleep. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, then you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Thankfully, there's Mute, an ingenious Australian invention that could quiet the snoring season once and for all. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device that sits inside the nose, supporting your airway and keeping it open while you sleep. You'll breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. In fact, in trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute, allowing them both a better night's sleep. Put snoring season to bed, America.
Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and other fine stores. For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Sacrifice. When you have children, sacrifice just comes with the territory. You sacrifice a new club for a new baseball glove. You sacrifice a weekend getaway for a church missions trip. You sacrifice because you love your child and you want them to have every advantage. Let us help you lessen the sacrifice it takes to send your son or daughter to the finest Christian schools in Tampa Bay by half. That's right. When you go to ChristianTuitions.com, you'll find half-off tuition for some of our community's most reputable faith-based schools, ranging from preschool all the way to Bible college. And you won't have to sacrifice hours in the car either. Our partner schools are located throughout the Bay Area. Chances are, there's one near you. You want the best for your child. You're willing to sacrifice. And here at Faith Talk, AM 570 and 910, we're ready to help with half-price tuition to faith-based schools. Explore your options today at ChristianTuitions.com. That's ChristianTuitions.com.
Bill Bunkley here. I'm back. The phone lines are open for you at 877-943-9673. Do you think that socialism is a threat to America? Tomorrow I'll be weighing in with my special Something to Think About on this topic, and I think it could be a real threat for the future. You heard the professor talk about the fact that this is a common theme adopted by the generations of the 60s and 70s partygoers that are now on our university campuses, that are now brainwashing, and I will call it what it is. It is brainwashing the young kids who are going to be running this country of tomorrow, who believe they know what they're talking about when it comes to socialism, and believe me, they don't. 877-943-9673. Well, let's keep it local right here in Florida, and let's talk about Polk County in a positive light. And not the fact that this city that's midway between Orlando and Florida seems to be a magnet for people who are addicted by the whole sex thing here in America. But this is a great win. Some of you may know where Lakeland Linder Airport is. And for those of you that live around the airport, as does my mother-in-law, you're going to see about six or seven new flights coming in a day in the near future. And on the side of the planes, you're going to see a lot of planes that say Prime, Prime Air. I wonder if you know what I want to talk about next. Hey, a shout out to Ken Suarez with Fox 13. Got some facts here that I want to use this afternoon. Yesterday, after a long process, the city commissioners in Lakeland voted to accept a project that I understand is going to bring 1,000 jobs, and they're decent paying jobs, by the way, 1,000 jobs to Polk County. That's right, and it has to do with Amazon. Now, the Lakeland Linder Airport, which is south of Lakeland, has a nice long runway. They have the Sun and Fun Air Show every year, and the Blue Angels usually show up. But I want to tell you, I'm excited because now there's going to be seven or eight Amazon flights arriving with merchandise, with the goods, every day at the processing center. The planes will come in and land. They'll be unloaded. All these products will go into the processing center and be sorted to the amazing system that Amazon has for delivery to you and I and others. They believe that the new processing center and the jets that are going to be coming in, and they already have, by the way, a huge Amazon warehouse in Polk County as well, that it's going to put about $1 million into the city's coffers just for the amount they're going to pay to lease the space. And this conversation began in 2017. And but I want to tell you, it is a gigantic warehouse, and it's a gigantic deal. What a win-win, and that's I'm voicing and repeating what Gene Conrad, who's the airport executive director there at Lakeland Linder. I mean, what a big, big deal. And Shelter, which is a company that sells fuel and provides ground support at Lakeland Linder, says when Amazon comes in, they expect to expand their operation to meet the mega retailers' demand. And so not only do you have additional fuel shortage, you're going to have some maintenance that's going to come along that they'll want to get their planes. Maybe a plane will develop something that has to be fixed on the ground before it takes off again. And think of the folks, if you have 100,000 employees, well, let's see, who gets the Chick-fil-A franchise right at the front gate? Who gets McDonald's? Who gets this? Who gets that? And I know because we eat at the Outback that's also south of Lakeland, but I know that when we've been out there for the air shows to watch the Blue Angels, it seems like it is at least a 15-minute drive before you either get back to a lot of the retail that's inside that loop, the toll road loop on the southern ride around Lakeland proper. And then even if you go to the Outback, that's a few miles south of even the loop. So look for, now that it's been announced, look for other businesses to come. And so all of that is more jobs and more economic impact. Anyway, they plan to break ground in July. However, they already are putting in underground utilities. The airport management decided to go ahead with the infrastructure because they were going to build that warehouse with or without Amazon to some degree, or at least the footprint, the pad. So they got a jump, and they hope to be running by early 2020. And 47 acres is what they're leasing, but there's more ground around it, and they can lease more. And so Tampa could have had it, but Amazon switched its flights from Tampa International to the new sorting center in Polk County, and it's cheaper to operate there. So those in Tampa are a little disappointed, I'm sure, but I tell you what, for Lakeland, what great news. Well, I'm going to take a little time out. Then I'll be on our sister stations right here who are listening, Faith Talk. So you can join me on AM 570 all around West Central Florida or 910 in Plant City. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment. Don't go away. I'll be right back.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. Your gift today can save babies' lives. Just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth of the baby that is growing inside her. $140 can do this for 5 girls and women. And a $15,000 gift will provide an ultrasound machine that will save lives for years to come. Whether you want to save one baby or 5 or hundreds, that opportunity is just a phone call or click away. Call 833-850-BABY. That's 833-850-2229. Or give online, preborn.org/radio.
Faith Talk 570 WTBN, Pinellas Park. online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. More subpoenas being issued this hour by Democrat House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler in the wake of Don McGahn's refusal to appear today. This time the subpoena is going out to Hope Hicks and Annie Donaldson. Hicks is a former White House communications director, and Donaldson was deputy to former White House counsel Don McGahn. Hicks is now chief communications officer for Fox News. And the former attorney general of Virginia, whose name has been tossed around for months for an immigration role, will be joining the Trump administration, according to a White House official. Ken Cuccinelli will be taking a position within the Department of Homeland Security, according to a person who spoke on condition of anonymity Tuesday ahead of an official announcement. Texas Republican Michael McCaul says the growing U.S. presence in the military Persian Gulf area is purely defensive.
McCaul calls the U.S. moves defensive after a series of aggressive actions by Iran.
They're the ones who are being aggressive. They're the ones who launched the attacks and the vessels in the Persian Gulf. They're the ones who fired a rocket in the Green Zone near our embassy. And we cannot sit back and allow those attacks to occur without a proper defense and deterrent strategy.
McCaul added the U.S. isn't looking to go to war with Iran. His comments followed a closed-door briefing by top administration officials on Capitol Hill.
Capitol Hill correspondent Wally Hines reporting. In the wake of the epidemic homeless issue plaguing California, Governor Gavin Newsom at a news conference announces that he's forming a task force led by municipal leaders and mental health experts to find solutions for the state's homeless problem.
Everywhere I go, people are outraged. They're angry about what's happened or not happened on the streets. It's no longer a coastal issue. This defines the state of California.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 197 points. The NASDAQ rose 84. The S&P advanced 24. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
The Senate has confirmed Daniel Collins to sit on the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. We hear more from Capitol Hill correspondent Bob Agnew.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Collins another highly qualified Trump nominee.
The American Bar Association rates him well qualified for this new post.
But Senator Charles Schumer says many Republicans are trying to have it both ways when they criticize some strict pro-life laws passed by states and then confirm Trump judicial nominees.
They're saying, no, I'm not for these laws. Judges approve them. I'm supporting judges who approve them.
Collins now makes 41 Trump nominees confirmed to the powerful circuit courts. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
The 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has been known as one of the more liberal of all the appeals courts. Decisions by that court have been reversed some 79% by the United States Supreme Court. That is much higher than the average. News and analysis always available at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. While cholesterol levels in children and teens have improved, they could be even better. We hear more from correspondent Shelley Adler.
While cholesterol levels in children and teens improved in an analysis of government health surveys, only half had readings that doctors considered ideal. The results were published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. Dr. Amanda Perrock is the study's lead author.
High cholesterol levels, even very early in life during childhood, start to produce
thickening, and you can sort of think of them as thickening and lipids or fats clogging up the blood vessels.
And guidelines say it's good to start cholesterol testing early in life.
All children, regardless of family history, have their cholesterol levels checked between the age of 9 and 11, and again between the ages of 17 and 21.
I'm Shelley Adler.
Researchers used government surveys of 26,000 children ages 6 to 19. More at townhall.com.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open. In Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Good Tuesday afternoon and welcome back. I'm Bill Bunkley. This is the Bill Bunkley Show. And as always, your comments and opinions are welcome. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. You know, I acknowledge the fact that our show is an informative show. Because of the widespread net of fake news and the propensity of media outlets today to always go with the sensational, always go with the big story, and though we know that clickbait, when it comes to your internet use, is it's even embedded in the ad. In you want to go to Fox or CNN or MSN, wherever you want to go, and you'll go through five or six stories. Then there's a box, and it says sponsored content, and it's usually something always sensational, like, "Hey, by the way, have you seen what Arnold Schwarzenegger looks like lately?" You know, just stuff that appeals to the lowest level of our intelligence, amen? And so I get it that oftentimes, I'm out and about, and I'll ask somebody, "Hey, why don't you ever call in?" Well, I don't want to call in because, you know, first of all, you're very informative, and I want to just learn what's going on. And so oftentimes, because I guess my bent is to keep you informed on each and every afternoon of things that are of interest, and especially with our Faith Talk audience with Faith, that it's usually a lot of information that, A, you need to know so you can pray about, you can be discerning about, and it's not necessarily going to be a lot of information you're going to get anywhere else on a busy day. But we do appreciate hearing from you. I love to listen, and then I love the dialogue, and if I disagree with you, I will politely and agreeably tell you, "Well, I think you're wrong." Yes, no, yes. But anyway, phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. The top story of this hour is something that could mushroom into something very serious. First of all, just a little reminder on how elections work. If you have two people head-to-head, that's a very pure contest. When you have what's going on, even the Democrats, where they have like 20 or 22 candidates now, even though because there's a lot of radical characters, I mean, Bernie Sanders was the radical character carrying the torch of socialism last go-around. He's back. But as soon as Mr. Biden got in the race, you know, Mr. Biden's trying to see him in his rearview mirror. Now, we're still early on. But I want to tell you that when you get divided constituencies, let's say even when you have a local race for city council and there's five people running for one seat, the simple math tells you that if all the votes are going to be spread five ways, any of those five does not have to get the type of touch and majority with voters as he or she would if it was a two-man race. Now, why am I telling you that? So you can understand the significance and importance of a crack, if you will, a rift, if you will, among pro-lifers, serious Bible-based pro-lifers, and conservatives, and many social conservatives. And this is an important development as it relates to, in the end result, when all the ballots are counted and the proportional votes go to the Electoral College, could this influence and drain off support for President Donald Trump from the pro-life community? And what this is, it is the Alabama vote. Because those of you who are serious about your pro-life position, as is I, what a conundrum that everyone is going to face. Now, for many, there is no conundrum because it doesn't matter how a baby is conceived. You are following biblical principle that every baby should live. I'm talking about the closest to lining up with biblical principles of any proposed anti-abortion legislation in the history of America was just signed a few days ago by the governor of Alabama. Because that proposal, and the only way you really get it or understand it, if you are an Orthodox practicing Christian. Because there are no exceptions if the woman or young girl is raped. There are no exceptions if the woman or young girl has become pregnant through incest. Because there's no distinction on how that baby came to be conceived. That baby deserves to live. Period. According to biblical principles. And we know, if you were to do an exhaustive study of people in the history of the world who were conceived by rape or incest, you would be very pleasantly surprised to know about some of the leading names in the history, in world history, having individuals that have come out of rape or incest. Now, let's set that aside. Because there are many individuals who self-identify with Christianity, who are pro-life, but are also sympathetic and feel that the exceptions for rape and incest should be part of it. Very low statistic. Not many individuals find themselves in that situation, but then that is what you're looking at in terms of the camp between the Christians and the non-Christians. I mean, the Christians who are pro-life with no exceptions and Christians who are for rape and incest. Then you have conservatives. Then you have the Republican Party. And then you have the President of the United States, Donald Trump. And the president and those who are his advisors keenly see what may be ahead. And the president was busy throughout the weekend, and one article labeled it as he was doubling down, that he wanted the pro-life community to rally around a pro-life bill that would go to the Supreme Court eventually, but that bill would contain provisions for rape and incest. Now, let me just say this. That is a huge question. And because I believe I understand both of the Christian camps, when I say I understand, those of you who are rigidly, wrong word to use, those of you that are extremely committed to the biblical worldview of life, nothing is going to change your perspective on this issue. I can tell you that nothing is going to change my perspective when it comes to that question. Now, I'm going to tell you that I've got 20 plus years in Tallahassee where we have fought for incremental progress in the area of the right for life. As I would relate it to the situation in Alabama, Alabama is all or nothing. As we were doing things through the years, like when we passed parental notification or this or that, or a bill had rape or incest in it, yes, I have been criticized in the past for trying to push through legislation that didn't bring home the entire biblical perspective. So I've been in this spot before. But what the question on the table is, the idea is to get the Supreme Court to take up the issue. The idea is for them to reverse the very wrongly developed, argued, and accepted Roe versus Wade, to reverse that and to revert the question of an abortion or no abortions or how, you know, what exceptions. The goal is for the Supreme Court is to return the jurisdiction for that answer to each of the 50 states. So already we have seen cracks in the so-called four conservatives on the U.S. Supreme Court. I can tell you that it is my deeply held belief that these are not deeply committed conservatives in all areas. And when a bill gets up to that level and the Supreme Court agrees to hear it, I probably can't think of another issue that's going to garner as much heat on both sides of the issue than if the Supreme Court announces it's going to take a case that could reverse Roe versus Wade. Now, I know that those of you with the biblical view would be praying for the Alabama bill to go all the way and Some would even know enough to know to pray for a miracle that if that bill was the bill, that the Supreme Court would say yes and we're going to revert it back to the states. Many believe, given the healthiness of the culture, which I just got to share with you, the healthiness of our culture is not very pro-Christian, nor necessarily pro-life or pro-traditional marriage. You can go all the way up and down the social battleground of the 2019s. And so there are going to be conservatives who say, no, there's no way. We cannot hold a woman to the pregnancy if it's rape or incest. And that's just going to be a deeply held belief. Then you're going to have some Christians that will say, you know what? Yes, I understand. And yes, if we could get the full thing, the Alabama thing, I'd love to, but we can't do that. I am in support of rape and incest. And then you're going to have those that are not going to compromise. And then what happens, I've seen it over and over, especially among Christians. We're going to get in a finger-pointing match, shouting match for some, and it will divide pro-lifers. And depending on how this plays out, there may be some in the conservative side of the ledger. Who knows how this is going to play out and which side that would be, but they're going to be disgruntled. They may even feel like if they don't hold their stand, they are compromising and sinning before the Lord. There's going to be all sorts of positions, opinions, and closely held beliefs at play. And so I'm saying today it is something that we all need to be praying about. Because if there is a split in the end result, if there is any light coming through the roof, it could be the difference between the left or the right winning the presidency of the United States. And oh, by the way, it could also mean whether or not in the near term, the Supreme Court will take up a potential case that would threaten the changing of the Constitution with reference to Roe versus Wade. Now, what we're going to do, very sensitive topic. I am very respectful of everybody's views. But if you want to... if you want to comment, phone lines will be open, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And you can call in and be anonymous. And if you want to share your reasons to support only Alabama in their new abortion law, if you want to share your convictions about what you think the Supreme Court might work with or might not work with, anything about this topic that I've talked about, because we're having this discussion today, what, about a year and a half out of the election? Because there's no doubt, as you saw, the president jumped on this weekend, and they're going to be working behind the scenes. They are worried about, and we should be worried about, a split on this issue that could have a reverberation, not just of whether the state abortion piece, which one gets to the Supreme Court, but it might have a lot to say about who is unified for the presidential election. Now, those phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. More of the Bill Bunkley Show coming up in a moment, and I will be happy to hear your opinion and take your calls as well as our audience. And remember, if we disagree, we disagree agreeably, and we have honorable, God-lifting conversations. I'm Bill Bunkley. Be right back.
Haunted by ghosts that lived in my past, bound up in shackles of all my failures, wondering how long is this gonna last.
Travel Cats has put together an incredible Mediterranean adventure just for you. Explore the same streets in Greece and Turkey the Apostle Paul walked as he spread the gospel of Jesus Christ, or sail the Mediterranean surrounding the Greek islands in Turkey. These are the most sought-after journeys in the Eastern Mediterranean. Book with Travel Cats at 352-277-7300 or go to travelcats.com. That's 352-277-7300. Or book today at travelcats.com. That's cats with a K. Travelcats.com.
Can't be.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes.
Oh, where have you been? If you snore, the first time you use Mute can be quite an experience.
I can breathe. I can breathe.
Snoring can happen when your nose is blocked, forcing you to breathe through your mouth. Mute is a comfortable nasal breathing device designed to increase airflow through the nose by gently opening the airways. Thanks to Mute, you get all the air you need through your nose and not your mouth, which means less snoring and more chance of sleep.
Oh, that's the best night I've had in years.
In trials, 75% of couples reported a reduction in snoring when using Mute. Available at Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid and other fine stores. To find your local store or for more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more, snore less, sleep better.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aquapowder's vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aquapowder's vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aquapowder's vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled A-Q-U-A-P-O-W-D-E-R-Z. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aquapowder's is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aquapowder's vitamin C today. And remember, Aquapowder's transforms water into wellness.
Do you like winning prizes? How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk fan club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk Fan Club today. Join the Faith Talk Fan Club by clicking the Fan Club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
Thanks for listening today to Faith Talk. We'd like to introduce you to a new radio program, The Living Word with Pastor Danny Hodges of Calvary Chapel Fellowship. Each weekday, Pastor Danny will walk you through the scriptures, verse by verse, passionately sharing the truth and hope of the gospel for a lost and dying world. Find out more at ccfstpete.church.
The Living Word with Danny Hodges, weekdays at 10:30 a.m. on Faith Talk, AM 570, 910, and at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back, and that is so true that God can turn anything into something beautiful. Bill Bunkley here. Phone lines are open, 877-943-9673. If you're just joining us, we're talking about a topic that the president has responded to very firmly over the weekend. It's in the area of abortion. The state of Alabama has passed a very pure anti-abortion law. There are no provisions if the mother was raped. There are no provisions if it was incest. There's no provisions for the life of the mother. It calls for serious health conditions of the mother. And the President of the United States has quickly weighed in to let it be known that his position is that he supports exceptions for rape, for incest, and the life of the mother. And that he doesn't want to have the pro-life movement divided. Sticky wicket, this topic, because A, we're talking about politics. B, we're talking about what the Bible has to say about this issue. And oh, by the way, in the Alabama law, it is very clear that the intent of the language is that if you conduct an abortion, you have committed murder as the abortionist, as the clinic where the abortion is carried out, because you're looking at 99 years in prison or a life sentence. Alabama does have the death penalty, but that's not part of this legislation. President is concerned that that very, very complete, no exceptions, harsh penalties, pro-life law is not the law that he would support and that he would work to get to the Supreme Court. He clearly is looking at an issue that has rape, incest, life of the mother. So a divided pro-life, a divided Christian community, when it comes to the 2020 election, which will be close, the reason why the president is talking about this now and so early is that if there ends up being a rift among pro-lifers over this and one faction stays home, it could mean the difference between President Trump or whoever the Democratic nominee is going to be. 877-943-9673. And Mike, who do we have? Todd in Tampa. Todd, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Bill, good to talk to you. Glad you're back on the air. Hope you're feeling better.
Hey, I'm day by day, my friend, day by day. I got a long journey left.
As they said about the pitcher, Dwight Gooden, we're all day to day, praise That's God. Right. But listen, you know, on your topic here, Bill, you know, a couple of things here. You know, somebody's got to stand in the gap for the unborn. I mean, 55 million babies we've murdered. I mean, they call it abortion, but it's murder in the first degree in the eyes of the Lord. You know, I mean, it's you know, and Bill, and I know you go back to The Godfather in 1973 when Michael Corleone, he married a woman and his first wife got killed in the movie. And then the second wife, she had an abortion. And then they changed the wording from, you know, murder or abortion to, you know, pro-choice. They switched the language. The left is master of switching the language to pro-choice. You can't be against pro-choice. Listen. That baby has I don't know any baby that wish he wasn't born or she wasn't born. Yep. Even if the parents weren't, you know, I met one guy one time who said my dad was a real jerk. But, you know, he was happy to be alive, you know, so I'm just saying, you know, and Donald, you know, if you're at, you mentioned something else about the Supreme Court. I have no confidence in Kavanaugh, and Roberts twisted himself in a pretzel to make Obamacare constitutional, which it's not.
You
know, so if you're asking me what they're going to do, they're gonna flame out and burn under pressure. They're gonna cave. But I'm just saying, God bless us for standing up for the unborn to give them a chance for life, because every baby wants a chance. And my God, they want a chance. And we just pray that all of us stand with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and our country and the ability for a baby to be born. And they can give it to orphanages or they can do something, but that baby deserves a chance. God bless you, Bill. I'm glad.
Todd, you got to. I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I don't want your opinion, but I want to know what you think about the following premise. This is going to be talked about, debated, prayed over among the pro-life community. So my question is, not you personally, but corporately. If in 6 or 8 months or whatever it is, it ends up being another state with another law that has rape, incest, life of the mother, let's say, do you foresee or not foresee large numbers of committed pro-lifers based on biblical teachings and principles? Would you see them staying home and not voting in protest? Or would you see them, okay, this is not what I want, it's not what the Bible says, but it's a chance to take a step. Do you think they would stay home over this, or do you think eventually they would stay in the movement on this issue for this election or going up to the Supreme Court for what bill?
I'm to answer your question, okay, I think that...
Not you. I'm talking about the majority, because I want to let you have your thoughts.
The 63 million people that voted for Donald Trump. Okay, that he won in a landslide victory in the Electoral College. You're asking me what I believe. I believe that those 63 million and probably another 20 million would say, you know what, we've murdered enough babies from 1973. Before that, we didn't have abortion. It wasn't even legal to kill a baby. And they would say, you know, they would say, listen, I'm from New Yorkville, and did you hear the House and the Senate, they applaud it when a baby is born.
I mean
Sodom and Gomorrah. I'm from New York. I wouldn't be surprised. You know, that is so unholy. You can kill a baby after it's born, and then that Virginia governor is okay. I mean, they've gone way too far. And so to answer your question, I believe even women would say, my God, you guys are sick, you guys are unholy, we need to have that baby born. And I agree with Trump's premise. If you're asking me my opinion, I think the Supreme Court is going to cave and call it settled law and duck the issue. But I'm praying that we stand up for the unborn, and women will come out and say that baby deserves a chance. And I believe 63 or 83 million will come out and vote for standing with having the baby born, whether it's Trump's version or whether it's Alabama's version.
All right, Todd, thank you for giving me a few more minutes, and your opinion is very much valued. Hey, have a great day. Be blessed, my friend.
God bless you, Bill, and thank you for standing up for the country. God bless you,
sir. Now, that gives you an idea of what I'm talking about. And I've known Todd through the years, been part of our radio audience for a long time. And listen to the passion. Listen to the heart. And that's nothing new in this issue with Todd, but this is what we need to be praying about. And what we need to be praying about, we need to pray, first of all, for God to have mercy on us, for the millions of babies who have been not able to be brought to term in life. And then we need to pray for a very sensitive situation, because even there's so many today who are listening. Some of you have had an abortion. Some of you may be the spouse of someone that you know, either your spouse or pre-spouse or whatever, that you are a part of or a party of in terms of an abortion, because a pregnancy, the Holy Spirit only visited the planet once, and that was to the Virgin Mary, and that was Jesus' father. Everything else since then requires a boy and a girl, a male and a female. And so with that, and for some, it is that dark secret. Let me scratch that. I don't want to say dark. It is that secret, even though for many it's a dark place. It is that secret that so many, even listening today, will take to the grave, and only a handful of people even know about it. So this is going to be a very deep, passionate issue. Some will take it very seriously, like you heard Todd, and some will skirt it. It's a way of dealing with the issue, especially if you've been involved one. And so hearts are going to be all over the map. And I'm not even talking about what is the pro-abortion side, the pro-choice side, or whatever, you know, non-sanitary name you want to give that. When I say sanitized, I mean, you know, word crafters, you know, hardly anything in legislation. That's why you got to read down the legislation, because you can't go by titles, because words can be constructed very craftily. But here's what we're looking at. Very sensitive issue. Going to take a break, and phone lines are still open. 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. When you call in and share your opinion, we all learn. We all take another step in the world of understanding. So if you'd like to tell me what you think this bodes for the future of the pro-life community and further, Todd said he doesn't think the Supreme Court's going to overturn it, thinks that they'll balk. And he is very, very much for standing up for all life, rape, incest. What's your thoughts? 877-943-9673. I'm Bill Bunkley. Take a quick time out. I'll be right back.
W262 CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The House Judiciary Committee has subpoenaed former White House Communications Director Hope Hicks and a former aide in the White House Counsel's Office as Democrats continue their investigations of President Trump. The committee subpoenaed Hicks for documents and for testimony at a public hearing. It subpoenaed Annie Donaldson for documents and for questioning in a private deposition. Donaldson was a top aide to former White House counsel Donald McGahn. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and other top Trump administration officials are briefing Congress behind closed doors about Iran. Pompeo, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan, and General Joseph Dunford, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, presented a classified briefing Tuesday to House lawmakers. Some Republicans say what they heard backed up President Trump's recent actions in the Persian Gulf. On Wall Street, the Dow by 197 points. This is SRN News.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people. They're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
Pregnant girls and women who see their babies in ultrasound are far more likely to choose life. That's why here at Faith Talk, we're asking you to partner with us in Preborn, a ministry that provides free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. Your gift of just $28 can give a mother who is abortion-minded the chance to see the truth about the baby growing inside her. Make your gift now by going to letstalkfaith.com and clicking the Preborn banner.
You're a do-it-yourselfer. You fix things around the house, take care of the yard, wash your car, and on top of it all, run your own business. But wow, when it comes to digital marketing and advertising, things aren't so do-it-yourself. You need results and just aren't getting them on your own. Salem Surround will get you results. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Using every digital marketing tool possible is a necessity to compete in today's business world. But you have to know about all the options. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and, most importantly, revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You are loved, your heart's in a thousand pieces. If you're lost and you're far from reason, just look up, know you are loved.
His love is what it's all about, and it's all about Jesus here on the Bill Bunkley Show. You know, the Psalms tells us that the Lord, He knew us when we were in our mother's womb, and He had us in mind far before the day we were conceived and far before the day we were born. And so that tells us that we are precious in His sight, certainly any time before we are actually born. And so in this country, we have a dilemma, and that is because we have put, pleasure before obedience, and those who are following Christ knows what that's all about. And so we're talking about an issue that may or it may not divide the pro-life community, and that is whether the bill that goes before the Supreme Court, hopefully in prayer, will it be the Alabama legislation that does not provide for rape, incest, life of the mother, or will it be another state's bill, life, incest, rape is part of the exceptions? Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673, talking about our thoughts for how this is going to play out in the future. Let's go first to Paul and Lithia joining us this afternoon. Excuse me, Dave. Dave in Lithia. Welcome to Bill Bunkley Show.
Hey, Bill. Good afternoon. Paul's a good name. That's a compliment. Brother, I think that the majority are kind of like me. I have donated to pro-life causes, and I vote accordingly, and I sign petitions. But I've never stood in front of a clinic. And, you know, most people wouldn't know really where I am on this because, you know, it just generally doesn't come up in normal conversation.
Yes, sir.
But when I was younger, I was a rape, incest, and life of the mother guy because in the end, I looked at my wife and I thought, well, if I don't know for sure that I could back that play, I can't very well hypocritically say that, you know, no exceptions when I don't know for sure I would answer that.
Yes, sir.
Now that I'm older, I've gone over to the, and I've come to realize truly all life. There's no exceptions, you know, that we see in the eyes of our Lord for the circumstances of the birth, and now I'm a, you know, kind of I'm on that all or nothing side. However, I will vote, and I will still vote to reelect this president, regardless of whether it's all or nothing or if it's rape, incest, or life, and here's why. I'm looking at how many lives are going to be saved, and we live to fight on, you know. But we've got to keep this fight going. We can't then just say, well, if it's not everything or nothing, then I'm out. And I think there's a lot of people like me.
Well, Dave, let me just tell you that basically probably 99% of us over the last two decades, and many people have come and gone in this fight and in the movement, but I would say that most of us are exactly in the camp that you just said. Our heart is for no abortions, but the culture has to change for that to happen, I believe. And I believe in miracles. God can change it right here, but God also, you know, we have consequences for our personal sin and our collective sin. And we've got a fair amount of collective sin here in America that is destroying this great nation. But I want to tell you that, you know, we have worked on incrementalism in terms of legislation for years, because we just knew that if we went for the whole thing, the biblical truth, too much of the secular world is in charge. But Dave, I'm with you, and when I say I'm with you, I'm with you with your dilemma. I'm also with you with how, as you have developed in the Lord, and you're on this sanctification route, how you came to know that it's for all people, even though, let's be honest, there's a lot of people who say they're Christians and pro-life until their daughter gets pregnant. And I've had people come to me and say, you know what, I was a hypocrite because when it happened to me, I took my daughter to get an abortion. So, Dave, I want to thank you for your courage and your honesty, because that is what the Christian talk to talk and walk to walk and keep your tongue in the same direction as the tongue of your shoes. Thank you so much for being honest today.
Thank you, sir.
All right, good to have you with us. 877-943-9673. Learning what you are thinking about this huge issue that's going to be very crucial on for the religious right, for conservatives, for Donald Trump, and the reaction on how we move through this. 877-943-9673. Heading over to St. Pete this afternoon. Beautiful day. Tom is standing by. Tom, welcome to Bill Bunkley Show.
Hi.
Good to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, good show, and I'm glad you're feeling better and everything.
Thank you.
Let's see. Well, you know, I am a Democrat.
Yes, sir.
And I do not like Trump at all. A couple good things he's done, like Jerusalem, moving the capital to Jerusalem, things like that. But anyway, I am, I guess, pretty much in the same camp as you are with this issue with abortion. Even I had a family member who the male in the relationship was trying to persuade the female in the relationship to go in and have an abortion, and she had a big struggle on her hands to figure out what to do, and she decided to keep the baby and to go with it, you know. But and to think of that person as not being around now, that person was very important in my life. I just, you know, I couldn't imagine life without that individual. So,
yes.
Keep in mind
in the rape and incest in those areas, there's a lot of people who will help. In fact, the young lady who was the real person in the movie Unplanned, she actually, her family has adopted a little boy or a little girl that was the result of a rape, and the mom, the biological mom, could not, with all, I don't know what it was, psychological, personal, financial, she couldn't do, you know, keeping the child. But there are people standing by to take those children. But anyway, we got about a minute and a half left. Let me be quiet so you can finish your point.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to say I'm with you on this point, even though we're different political parties and a lot of things are different, whatever. But
yes,
I'm with you on this one. And it's okay. Oh, I know what I was going to say. We need to have more structures in place, like you're alluding to help the women.
Yes.
You know, if they decide to keep these babies, we need to do everything, you know, we can to support them and help them, and because it ain't going to be easy, you know, the first few years of the baby's life.
It won't be easy. Trust me, it ain't easy in year 10 or 15 because I got a 13-year-old. I'm an adoptive father. Parenting is parenting, you know. It's just not easy. Toughest thing, I think, in the world. To get it right.
That's worth. Well, anyway, thank you, and that's about all I have to say. But you have a lot of people that people don't realize might be backing this on the other side that people need to remember are there. Sort of like what the guy said in the two callers back, I believe it was. So.
Yeah. Well, all I want to do is I always want to have an honest discussion from all sides, and every now and then we might be on the same page, we might not. But it helps everyone just to dialogue, and we don't listen to our respective conservative or liberal echo chambers. You know what I mean? All right. Yeah, we got to go. Fine. I got a hard break coming up. But, hey, as always, Tom, look forward to your next call.
Okay, thanks. Take care.
Tom in St. Petersburg. Always a pleasure to have him. Well, I told you when we started a couple of hours ago, this is going to be a very informative day. So we have we've talked about socialism. And how I think many people are being deceived in this country, or some people just want, you know, the handouts when they could work or do whatever. And then, of course, the whole idea of the sexual revolution, the culture that we live in, 154 arrests in Polk County for people seeking illicit sex. And then we have the results of some of that, and that is unplanned pregnancies among unmarried people. And boy, we sure know how to make a mess as sinful humans, don't we? But you know what? We press on, and we keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. We let the Holy Spirit fill us, and we continue to seek Him in all of the answers of life. That'll wrap up this Tuesday edition of the Bill Bunkley Show. I'm heading over to Trail Life USA Troop 7 for the annual awards. Looking forward to spending that with my son and Mrs. Bunkley. Coming up next, What Do I Do with Pastor Ken Whitten. See you tomorrow at 4.